foundational tools to develop a biblical worldview. Welcome to Mentoring Matters, a listener-supported program of SharonHearts.org. With the world's culture invading the church, it is vital that we establish some deeper roots in biblical truth in order to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So join us now as we let the Word of God give us foundational tools to develop and maintain a biblical worldview. Hi, this is Sharon Hoskins.
And this is Janie Ratzlaff.
And Janie, today we're going to be talking about some things that are at the root of anger. We have unmet needs, violated rights, and held hurts that cause us to be angry. And as we go through these descriptions today, we can do a heart exam to see where anger is rooted in our lives. So what are some unmet needs?
I think everyone, when they're born, has a natural need to be loved. The affection coming out of that warm womb is a shock. Getting a little spank from the doctor to get you to breathing is a bigger shock. And so a child needs to have affirmation, needs to have understanding. But sometimes when we're not given that, we start to develop into thinking that I'm just neglected and I'm rejected.
I'm unworthy.
Yes.
Who am I? I'm a nobody.
Right. Yes. And then we need to be understood. This is the world of communication, more so than what we've ever had in the history of man. And we have more confusion in our communication of what is acceptable. And then we have social media that tells us, no, I'll tell you what we will accept in you and what we won't.
And, you know, when we're not understood, I think there's a part of us that doesn't feel wanted or needed as well. So when we share something and no one understands what we're saying, then there's that feeling that nobody needs my ideas or my thoughts or who I am.
And there's even a more subtle rejection when somebody tolerates listening to you for 5 minutes and you can tell that they wish that they had already left 4 minutes ago. And you know it's a toleration. And the desperateness that you sense when you have a point that is a conviction or a serious need, and you can tell that they've already closed their mind to what you're wanting to say. That goes deep down within the heart and the soul.
So then you don't feel significant. So then there's a need for significance.
And how many times do we see that happening with children at school or even teenagers?
And it also gives you insecurities. So there's a need for approval, a need for security, a need for belonging, a need to be fulfilled.
And do you realize that one of the reasons that we have some of the most horrendous gangs throughout large cities and even smaller towns is because they need to belong to someone and something. And a gang, even though they are born to destroy, they do belong to something.
Yeah.
And it gives them some sort of identity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So those are our needs that go unmet that causes us to have outbursts of anger or hold in anger. So a need to be loved, a need to be needed, to be understood, to be wanted, to be cared for, to have significance, to be approved, to be secure, to belong, and to be fulfilled. So what are some rights that are violated that cause us to go into anger?
You know, some rights are really a good thing because they are a right. But some rights are just for you to be able to express your own selfishness.
Oh, okay.
So we have to take a little bit longer in saying, as you look at your rights, are they rights that can be given lawfully? Are they rights that will benefit you or and others?
Okay.
Or will they be rights that will tear people apart so that you can do as one person has so uniquely said, you don't need to blow out my candle for yours to shine brighter.
So when we talk about rights, we're not talking about selfishness always.
it seems like there's an idea that if you fight for rights, it's a selfish kind of attitude.
If those rights destroy somebody else's rights, okay, then we have a problem.
Okay.
When it's for me, myself, and I, for me to benefit, then we need to have a red flag. Because we're here not to just please ourselves. We're here for others.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you're in the family of faith or whether you're in the family of a community, in a society, then the goal is not to have selfishness as the main aim.
Okay.
But there are basic rights.
Okay.
And right now we are experiencing the loss of rights in our religious freedom,
mm-hmm,
in our government, in our ability to be
make
able to
make our own decisions.
Yes. And not have some outside power that doesn't even know us tell us what we can and cannot do. And to engage in our own business,
mm-hmm,
and to have freedom within that business. And we need to have the right to privacy. We need to have the right of self-expression, even if we don't always agree with one another. And we can have our rights to our own opinions, but I would put a red flag up that if my opinions are not based on a solid foundation, then probably my rights are going to wind up being harmful in my opinions, because it's going to be selfish.
Okay.
And then the right to be appreciated. I appreciate what you do behind this mic. Now, what if I decided to just sit and criticize you all the time?
I don't guess we would be together very much longer, would we?
Because we would have violated the rights that we have been blessed to share in. And then we all need some sort of affection. We don't need it perverted.
Mm-hmm.
We need it the way God structured the way our love is to be expressed between one another.
So when these rights are violated and our needs go unmet, then we begin to hold on to hurts because those are hurtful. And the solution to it all would be forgiveness.
Yes, yes. Now, three statements. You can be angry and forgive. You can forgive and still be angry. But you cannot be forgiven and not forgive.
Mm. Okay.
So if you want to be set free from your anger, it must involve you being willing to forgive. And Jesus Christ is the only one that has the authority to truly forgive wrong and sins. And he says he's already done that.
At the cross.
At the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And the price that he paid, we will never be able to fathom what it cost him to give us the freedom to forgive. But then we have to accept what he's already done. And since he says, I won't ask you to do anything that I haven't given you the provision and the power to do, we have no excuse when we can sit and say, that was too painful, I'm not forgiving.
Well, and forgiveness is done by faith, not by feeling.
Yes, yes. And Sharon, by choice.
By choice, yes, absolutely.
We
have to choose.
Invoke the will, and sometimes we don't know how to do that. And yet the scriptures has given us many guidelines, but one of the main things to getting rid of the independent spirit and the anger of the violation of the rights and the needs is to say, I am willing to be dependent on the one that has provided me with the ability to be free, to have my needs and rights met. And that's only in the person of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
And some people will say we've just now violated the right because we've been too narrow about what we've been talking about.
Well, God can give us the power to forgive. And he empowers us to forgive. But we do have to choose to surrender to that, to ask for that empowerment.
And Sharon, to not be willing to do what he said it took him in his life to give us life. I don't know what other word to put to that except rebellion.
Mm, right. So then we rebel if we don't forgive. We're rebelling against God. Now,
let me say something. Have you ever realized that we were rebelling against God's rights?
Mm. No.
Well, that's what we are.
But there's something that you have said to me in the past, and that is at the root of all anger, we're really angry. We might say we're angry at somebody or some situation, but we're really angry at God.
Well, if we believe that He is the creator of life, if we believe that He holds all things together, if we believe that one day He will reckon with every wrong that was ever done, because He has promised there is coming a day of reckoning mm-hmm. for every person that has ever been born.
Right.
And the source of life we rebel against. And then, Sharon, we wonder why we walk in confusion. That's because we have been in rebellion to the very one who has given us true freedom.
So if we forgive, will that not dig up the root of anger and pull it out of our hearts?
Yes, yes. Now, for some people, that can happen instantly. They see, they get the picture, their eyes are open, uh-huh. and they say, I didn't realize what I was holding on to. Uh-huh. I'm going to release it. Others kind of have to tear away with it like an onion.
So when you're digging up weeds and you have to dig down in there and get those little sprigs that break off somewhere.
Yes, and I'm glad you used that illustration because you know what? Those weeds will grow back almost overnight mm-hmm. if we do not choose to stand in the truth of our own decision.
Yeah.
And sometimes that gets really hard because old habits and old patterns mm-hmm. are extremely hard to break.
Yes, they are.
But the scripture says, hey, you bring every thought captive. The Lord says, bring everything that troubles you and bring it to me and cast your cares on me because I care for you. And I ask the Lord, and it's been more than once in my life, Lord, break my heart. If my heart is not like yours, then break it because I don't want a heart that does not reflect what you have already done for us. Mm. Your love will never know the depths.
And that's why mentoring matters. Mentoring Matters is a listener-supported discipleship program of Sharon Hart's ministry. Join a community seeking to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ with resource materials available for the journey at sharonhearts.org. That's SHARIN hearts.org.